Hey y'all, it's your girl at Joy Leah, and I just want to welcome you to my podcast, Backstage with at Joy Leah. I decided to start my own podcast because I missed being on the radio. I just wanted to do my own thing. If y'all can remember, I was on a radio show before called The Conscious Party, and I just fell in love with the whole radio station lifestyle. People say I like to talk a lot, and I figured I could put my voice to work. Anyone who knows me knows that I like to spread my joy, give my opinion, and say what's ever on my mind. It's not about being right or wrong to me. It's about my voice being heard. And what better way to do that than to start my own little podcast? I basically can say what I want to who I want and let it be known on the record what I said. Because I said what I said. Now, I'm hosting this podcast through Podbean, so please download now, and I'll be coming to you live weekly on Tuesday with Backstage at Joy Leah. But most people who are on Podbean know that you don't have to record your episodes live that day. You can record your episodes, you know, any day that you want, and you can always download, follow me on Podbean with Backstage at Joy Leah. And from there, you'll be able to listen to my shows actually live and before Tuesdays at 8 o'clock if you want to listen to it beforehand. So the topic of today is at Joy Leah. Let's talk about me. What makes me somebody that you guys want to listen to? And I really don't know. I'm just a regular girl. I'm from Chicago. I was raised in Indiana. I was born in Pennsylvania, but I've moved around a lot. So I've always been encountered with all different types of people across the United States. At 18, I moved to Atlanta and went to the illustrious Clark Atlanta University, where I graduated in 2005 as a marketing major. And that is kind of like where my love for being hosting and radio and media and that type of stuff came from, marketing, because I did want to be able to market different type of entertainment companies and businesses across the world. So me learning how to, I would say, sales and marketing and promotions made me want to do something for myself and made me want to basically start my own podcast and marketing myself, have my own business, you know, by myself, entertainment and everything for myself. This is all at Joy Leah, and this is all Backstage with me. So whenever I have a guest or whenever I have somebody on the show, they'll be backstage with me. They'll be able to speak their mind and say whatever they have to say backstage with Joy. So if you want to get explicit, if you want to get religious, if you want to, you know, keep it calm, or if you want to get rowdy, this is the show that you want to be on, because I'm going to let you do whatever you have to do to get your point across and get your word out to the people. You know, is that that's basically what this type of show is for. Can I get an amen? I'll take that. So another thing about me is that I have two daughters, and they are wonderful. And I'm basically, you know, trying to leave a legacy for them. And I'm in a relationship. I'm not single, so I do have great advice on love. I've been married and divorced, and I've just had a very experienced life. I've been through a whole lot. So I want to be able to share my joy and share my love. So, you know, a lot of people don't make the same mistakes I made, and I can learn from other people and they can learn from me as well. So that's basically what Backstage with at Joy Leah is all about. It's just coming backstage with me, telling me what you got going on, and I'm going to let you know what I got going on. Then I'm also going to always have my list. My list is something that I basically started back when I was on The Conscious Party. It's just my weekly topics of what's going on during the week, what's bothering me. You basically get on my list if you was a problem that week. Or if you wasn't a problem, you could have did something great that week. Or you could have did something that just stood out, that just stood the test of time and made everybody stop and wonder what is going on. So that's what you call being on my list. So you may want to be on it, you may not, but it's a very interesting discussion when I bring up my list. So that should be fun as well. My first show is coming up on Tuesday. I'm going to have the wonderful Miss Dr. Erica on the show. I've already posted it for all you Podbeaners out there, so you can go ahead and listen to my first show ahead of time, but I'll be posting it on Spotify, Apple, and all the other streaming platforms on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Also be posting that information on my IG page. So make sure you follow me at JoyLeah on IG and Joy Space Leah on Facebook. If you want to see me up close and personal, that type of way, but you know, you can always follow me on Podbean and listen to me this way as well. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let's see here what I want to talk about. Today, because it's actually just a regular Monday morning. It's Labor Day. And I did an earlier show with my girlfriend, Melissa, talking about toxic people. And as I was playing it back, I noticed there was, you know, some technical difficulties. So I'm trying to still work through all the technical issues that I'm having with the Podbean. When it comes to the podcast point, it's, you know, it's really easy to set this up and, you know, have your computer and go on live. I think it's when you have the guests on, that's when it becomes very technical, because you got to make sure they are able to use the equipment. And due to COVID, I can't just go over to their house and set everything up and make sure everything works right. I do have to do all this technical stuff over the phone, so it can get a little bit hard. So, but when I do these shows by myself, it's much easier. I get to just say what I want to say and talk about what I want to talk about. But it's always just a little bit more fun when you have a guest on, because you like to get their opinion. And a lot of my friends are doing some great things in their lives. So I like them to, you know, come on the show, promote themselves, tell us what they got going on, let the world know, because Podbean basically talks to people all over the world. One of my first show, I had somebody on from the UK, had a girl on from Texas, and I was just so excited to see that there's so many people out there listening that's just looking for content. And my show is the type of content that I want you guys to be looking for. So I'm going to take a little intermission while I get some other stuff together, and you guys just lay back, enjoy yourself, and I'll be right back. All right, y'all, I'm back. So today's topic, and I wouldn't say it's a topic or anything, but today's topic is going to be haters are going to hate. And that is what we're going to talk about. I'm also going to dedicate some time to Kanye West later on in my episodes. I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to Kanye, because he's from Chicago. He's one of my fellow Chicagoans. And I'm praying for him, because, you know, he got some issues. But let's get into this haters gonna hate. The reason why I got that topic is because I know there's a lot of people out there that's listening to the show that's like, what is she doing? what is going on? She got this going on, this going on, this going on. Yes, I do. I do sell TLC products. I do have ISOT. Make sure you check that out as well. But my podcast, this is something that I just really, really wanted to do in my life right now. Everybody's home. It took COVID to bring it out of me. You know, I'm the type of girl that can be on the phone for 6 to 7 hours. I can basically switch up any call, be on a Zoom call with 27 people and command the audience because I'm just that type of person. I like to talk. I like to express myself and I like to, you know, captivate people's attention. So yes, haters are going to hate about me having my own little podcast and they're going to feel how they want to feel, but I'm still going to do what I have to do because I know there's people out there that want to be backstage with At Joy Leah and they're going to want to have some, you know, want to hear what I have to say and they're going to have something to say as well. Oh, I see we have somebody that's on. His name is Rohit. He said that I sound very sweet. I really appreciate that. I think I have a really nice radio voice as well. But back to my topic on these haters gonna hate. They're gonna hate, just like me dedicating a couple of minutes to Mr. Kanye West. I don't get what's going on with you, Mr. West. Like, you're from Chicago, and trust and believe, the way he's acting is a typical Chicago person, especially the guys. But I just think that he's taking it way, way, way too far. Yes, Rohit, you can follow me on IG. My Instagram is at Joy Leah. So if you want to pull that up, and you can follow me on Facebook as well at Joy Leah. It's joy.space.leah. So you'll be able to catch me that way. So I'm going to also put it in the message box if you want to follow me that way. But yeah, Kanye, I don't get what's going on with you. You know, you really representing the Shy all the way wrong. And it's like, you from the South Side. Like, you ain't even from the West Side or no weird part. You from like a really good part where you should know better. Like, you shouldn't even be representing like that. So I really just wanted to dedicate those little couple of minutes to him. And like I said later on, I'm gonna dedicate a whole show to Kanye because there's a lot of fans out there. We love you. We've been with you from the beginning. And we don't get what the hell you got going on right now. We don't know if you brainwashed, if you probably speaking in code and we just ain't decoded the code yet because you really are an intelligent man. But we just don't get what's going on. I mean, you may need to come out with a song. I see you crying out for help. You going to church every Sunday now. You keeping the Lord first. I know it's a cry out for help in some type of way. Britney Spears too. You know what I'm saying? But we don't get it. These crazy antics, it's not catching on that quick. So we need you to do something else, Kanye. You know, send a message in a bottle or something. Do something a little bit different because the way you're doing it is really just making us really get mad at you and not want to mess with you no more. I'm just telling you. But hey, haters gonna hate. And not saying that I'm a hater, but you know, haters are gonna hate. And it is what it is. There is a lot of people out there that don't necessarily feel that they're haters and they don't feel that they're hating. They feel they're critiquing or they feel that they're, you know, giving their constructive criticism or whatever it's called. But that's another form of hate, period. When you're doing your own thing and you got your own thing going on, you can't give your constructive criticism. When you got your own business, when you got your own mindset, you can't give your constructive criticism. Now, you can give your opinion, but your opinion don't necessarily matter. But you can also keep your opinion to yourself because sometimes people just say stuff because they being a hater. You know, sometimes people just are out here giving their opinions or giving their thoughts because they mad at what you got going on. And I know this firsthand. I know people that have supported me all the way through until you doing something a little bit better than them. Then now all of a sudden they got all this critique. And it's like, wait a minute, I am the person that actually give the advice. I don't take advice, not from you. You know, you have your friends who you get advice from. But me personally, I get my advice from my elders, other, you know, older generations, people that have experienced what I've been through. Very rarely do I like take advice from my friends unless it's something that I just have never done before and I know they've done it. But I never get advice from unexperienced people. People that have never did it before, I cannot ask you questions. And when you give advice, I really don't listen. I smile because I'm Joy and I try to be nice, but I really don't listen to anything that you're really saying because you haven't been there. You can't give me credit experiencing you still living in an apartment. You can't. You can't give me real estate advice and you living in an apartment. You just can't. You can't be big and little at the same time, my mom used to say. You got to have it going on and been through it. Now, if you are a real estate investor, now I'm listening. Now I don't want to know what you did to get where you are. But if you sitting here with no pot to piss in and you trying to give me advice, it's not going to work. I'm going to be nice, like I said, and listen. But I'm really, 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 really not listening to you. But anyways, back to my haters are going to hate campaign and, you know, my conversation. Just know that they're going to do that. No matter what you do in life, haters are going to hate. You can come out here and have one of the best ideas in the world. You could be saving lives and people are still going to criticize you on the way you look, either how you dress, how you present yourself, anything like that. So with that being said, and we know that it's going to happen, why do we even care? Why do we even let that stuff get to us? Because it's going to happen. It's bound to happen. It's been happening since the beginning of time. So what we have to do when we know that haters is going to hate is rise above that. That's why I want to have this whole, you know, podcast about haters going to hate. They're going to find you at fault with anything you do. You could be the best friend of all friends. And your best friend will probably still have some type of issues with you in some type of way. I mean, if they really love you, they'll get over it and love you for your flaws. But if not, then their haters are going to hate. It's nothing we can do about it. All you can do is attempt to do your best, love each other, love one another, and try to just be, you know, better than everybody else. It is what it is. They're going to hate no matter what. So even with me having my thoughts about Kanye, it come off as hate. In my opinion, I feel like I'm helping, but I probably really ain't. But I mean, I really hope that he gets it together. You know, I hope he bringing prayer into his life and things into his life since he's going to church now so he can get his stuff together. Bye, friend. I really appreciate you listening for right now. But I really, really hope he get his stuff together. So let's just talk about what I'm going to be having on my show, I would say, this season. I'm going to have all different types of guests that I plan on having. We're going to be talking about financial legacies to Black men and their interests to, you know, gays and religion, to men incarcerated and women incarcerated, to newlyweds during the COVID. I mean, like I said, I'm even dedicating a whole show to Kanye West one of these times. I'm going to dedicate a whole show to Whitney Houston. I'm going to dedicate a whole show to Beyonce. I should have did her this weekend because it was her birthday. And we're not going to call it Labor Day weekend no more. We're just going to call it Beyonce weekend. But I'm going to do that another day. I don't think y'all ready for that. You know, y'all may not, you know, everybody's not a Beyonce fan, but I am. So we will have a show to her probably. And we're going to be talking about, you know, financial freedom. I'm going to have makeup artists on the show talking about tips from, you know, entertainers to athletes to all different types of people that I see in the vision that I see for this show. So make sure you guys tune in and listen in whenever you can, because it's going to be, you know, a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of talk and a lot of opinion when it comes from, you know, backstage, because a lot of stuff goes on backstage. That's why I wanted to call my show Backstage with Joy Leah, because when them curtains go down, who knows what's going on back there? But when them curtains come up, the show must go on. So while we back here getting it together, and you're gonna be backstage with Aunt Joy Leah getting your stuff together. So when them curtains go up, you ready to go. So other than that, I really appreciate everybody that listened today, that, you know, took the time out to call into the show or listen in. I really appreciate it. This is, like I said, something that I'm just starting to do. I'm doing my first few episodes, and I'm really, really excited. I'm really getting pumped up. I'm loving being on the radio and back where I belong. I'm in my lane. I am talking to, you know, all different types of people. So thank you so much, y'all. Y'all have a great, 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 great weekend. And again, if you remember, follow me on at Joy Leah at IG, Joy Space Leah on Facebook. You can always email me for hosting or anything at joyleahp@gmail.com. And you can always cash app your girl at Joy Leah P. Again, that's $ Joy Leah P. Thank y'all so much. Have a wonderful weekend and talk to you soon. See you later.